Oh, an interview? Yeah, come with me. Relax, dear. No one here will bite you. Anyway, good luck with your interview. The guy you have, it's Kevin. I think he's more likely to. You know what? Never mind. Hold the elevator, please. Thanks. I'm going to the 8th floor. Oh, it's you. I'm sorry. I'm in a bit of a rush here, but I didn't get your name last time we ran into each other when you interviewed here. Do I remember that right? Well, I'll admit I may have said or urged Kevin to hire you. I'm glad that worked out. Because I wanted to see you again, but without you being anxious about a job interview. And no, you are completely qualified, so I didn't have to say much. Already running errands? Oh my god. I'll talk to Michael and maybe you can, do the job you applied for. Okay, stop that. I can't pull many strings around here. Maybe if you want a fresh sandwich for lunch, I could probably make that work, but I cannot get you fired, and I like to think I made a difference in you working here, so I wouldn't toss all that away. I really only said one or two words to him about you. I'm glad we hired someone like you. I'm sure you'd have been hired for the position if I didn't say anything. As far as I'm aware, you were hired for our float assistant. And no, I didn't make it, so you were hired as an assistant for anyone in particular. What am I doing? Sorry, I'm just getting ahead of you there, so stay quiet unless I ask you a question. Good boy. And I am getting closer now. You're stuck between the wall and me. I think you said, "What am I doing?" You're stuttering so much, it's hard to tell. None of that. Look at me, dear. There. No, I'm doing this because I want to. You're adorable. Especially when pressed against the wall like this. You have such pretty lips. I'm sorry, I got a little lost there, but I've already said so much. Would you please respond? Your stammering is still adorable, but I want to hear you say something. Or should I break the question down? That one. All right. First of all, do you like women? Yeah. That's wonderful. Nowadays you kind of have to ask everybody. Just to make sure. Let's keep going. Would you go out with a woman a few years older than you? Not a fan of that one, are you? Unfortunately, little one, I need an answer to it. I know you're being pressed against the wall, but please focus. Take a deep breath and Yet? That's what I wanted to hear. So, if it's a yes, I guess you won't mind if I do this. You like that? I know you did. Don't worry about the elevator, darling. It's paused. Nobody's gonna come in here now. Until I press that one button again. Or, if you hate this so much, you can just press it yourself anytime and we'll go back up. Up to you, of course. You want me to keep going? You're so cute. I know you do. I have a meeting in 10 minutes, so I'm gonna get straight to the point. Don't worry about it, darling. You just be a good assistant for me and do what I tell you, okay? Don't move. Just let me do my thing. You're here to follow orders, aren't you? That's what you were hired for, after all. Be a good boy for me. Don't be too loud, please. You know, there's a lot of people working here. A lot of people will be worrying about this elevator soon, so we gotta be quick and quiet. You like it like this? Good boy. I've been needing an assistant for myself for so long. I'm so glad I made Kevin hire you. He must be so confused. But he was the right choice. Wasn't it? Just be a good assistant and you can get this kind of treatment whenever you want. Well, more like whenever I want. You like it? You sound like you do. Good boy.